Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up, team? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology. Heroes create intentional impact. They are not impacted passively. I'm going to unpack that sentence in this video. So basically, like, I've heard a lot of people asking questions about this, like, what is my point of being here? Like, what is my purpose? Why is this type, like, INTP, why are they necessary in the world? That was a question that somebody asked. And it's a, like I said, it's a common question. A lot of people wonder, like, what is the point of my type being in this world, and how can I serve? How can I use my skills to help? Whether it's to help themselves, their family, or the larger picture. And so I like I said, I wanted to kind of unpack that a bit in this video. Basically, like, everybody has their unique strengths. I've talked about that a bunch of times too. And the problem is people get stuck being impacted by the world, passively impacted. Like, they don't see that that they have a lot more that they can expend and they can give to the world. So, for example, like, if you, as an INTJ, for example, if you are trying to explain your call of augury, like you know this thing is going to happen, and you're trying to express that to somebody else to give them forewarning about what will happen, and they don't believe you, you're likely to assume it's that person's fault. That is that passive impact of the outer situation. That's falling into the tertiary function. As an INTP, if you have these ideas, and this kind of like framework in your mind, this technical understanding, and you want to express it in the world, you have to use your creativity. You have to use your extroverted intuition to do it and find this way of expressing those ideas in a way that other people can connect to and understand. If you don't do that, then you're just going to fall back into the same ideas of like, well, there's nothing I can do in this situation. I've tried before and it didn't work. Or I'm just going to, you know, keep it for myself and not actually express it in a way that other people can understand. And this is the same for extroverts too. As a ESTJ, for example, you can have this long-term, well, I say long-term, you can have this goal, this achievement that you want, and set up all the measurements, you know, you take the first step and things are looking good. You continue to go out there. And when it doesn't work, you're going to use your tertiary function to blame the outer world, likely. Like, of course, this is based on different, like, levels of personal development and stuff like that. But as an ESTJ, instead of relying on your auxiliary function, which takes conscious effort to do because it's in the other realm. It's, if you're an extrovert, it's in the introverted realm. You will just look to different possibilities and try to piece together different ideas of like, yeah, that's why it didn't work. And those ideas are not grounded in reality, which is your strong point. As an ESTJ, you know, you need to look into your past and look into what worked before and what you can do based on that tried and true information in order to give your goals a longer term goal, right? Some more distance to them. So this is all about, and this works with every type, okay? But this is all about trusting your companion, using your auxiliary function to support your hero style or your dominant function. If you are, for example, let's go back to INTP because that's where this question originally kind of came from, this time anyway. it's, imagine it like in RPG terms, you have introverted thinking, which I call an arcanist. It's this, it's a mage, right? Who likes to be in a place that they can absorb information, take in more and more information. And in my kind of metaphors, it's spells and abilities and that technical understanding of how a monster works, right? What their weaknesses are and stuff like that. And you need to get out of your tower and go explore the world if you want to make something out of yourself, right? If you want to be a hero. And in order to do that, you need to recruit your companion and just listen to him. And it's probably going to suck a lot of times. You're going to be like, I don't want to do this. Like, this isn't the right thing to do. It doesn't make sense for me to do. But by doing it, you're going to get more experience. By getting experience, you're going to build your confidence, no matter what it is. Like, if you take it in the correct way, it will build your confidence. Even if it's a negative result, you can still be like, well, that worked, that didn't work. This categorization is not correct. I need to rethink these things. And in order to do that, I need to get out and get more information. When you get that information, then you can actually express that. Then you can, like, if it was a one person, if the INTP was just one character, one hero, okay, you're this mage, you have your main hand, this is my right hand, you have your main hand enchantment that expands the impact of your abilities. So if you're shooting your wand or whatever, it's going to expand out and it's going to have a stronger impact in the real world. I hope that makes sense. And basically, it's like, this is all about being on purpose in life. And when you feel stuck, when you feel like things are not working out, that's when you're feeling like you are being impacted by the outer world. But really, it's just you are not giving enough, like, weight to your auxiliary function. And heroes don't waver around like that. They don't get impacted. They don't, like, complain, be like, oh, no, the world is out to get me, and I don't like it. I'm just gonna stay in my bed and press snooze a bunch of times. Like, that doesn't happen. A hero doesn't do that, right? So it's a matter of realizing that you're not, you as in all of us, are not going to impact the world to the level that we can if we stay in this kind of passive mode. We need to bring in that auxiliary function. And like for IPs, as I was just talking about INTP, but also like ISFP or whatever it is, it's a matter of you have this internal, deep internal understanding of something, and you need to find a way to express that through the extroverted perceiving function. It could be making something. It could be like actually saying it in a way that people can understand. Whatever it is, it's a matter of extroverting that, like getting that idea out of yourself. If you're an IJ, INTJ, or ISFJ, or something like that, it's a matter of making a structure to express your ideas and finding a way of like saying it in a way that other people can relate to and follow. Because you can see it happening, you can see that this is, you know, this is where things are going based on your past or these abstract, you know, insights that are coming out. But if you don't word that in a way that other people can follow, either through emoting or through using words that other people can actually follow, then you're going to struggle. And then you're going to feel like you're being in a position that you can't do anything about. And that's that passively impacted negative side. If you're an EP, ESFP, ENTP, you need to focus yourself and to get this long-term goal, right, that you're happy with. You're not going to be able to just like absorb the surroundings forever, or you're going to wake up in a barrel in the middle of the sea somewhere, right? You need to be like, well, this is what I want to do. And I know that because I've focused my internal understanding through introverted thinking or introverted feeling. Like this, I have this really strong drive to do this now. And then you're not going to just be at the whim of the environment. And also for EJs, digging into your past, like I said, to create something that you can trust, that hopefully will serve other people. I always bring this back to like serving other people and honoring other people and stuff like that, because I think that's just the better way of going about it. But I hope that all made sense. And just, you know that you cannot be the hero to the level that you really need to be if you are blaming the outer world for whatever it is. Like, my dad is the reason why this and this and this. Well, your dad could be an asshole, but you know, how you interpret that is kind of your own interpretation, right? Your work could suck, but you could also change jobs. You know, you could refocus. You could still do an amazing job at that job that you don't like, right? You could build the best damn widget ever and take pride in that in some way, or relate to the people next to you in some way that actually helps them. Okay, so this is, I don't know, I hope it was a helpful video. I hope that it kind of brought some ideas to your current situation. With 16 types, there's no way I can actually like cover every single one in this video if I'm trying to keep it short. But that's kind of your job as well, you know, to think about how your auxiliary function could be used to give you more power and help you intentionally impact situations in your own life. I really do want to hear below if you have any comments, if this kind of struck any ideas for you, because if it did, if it helped you in some way, it's going to help somebody else too. And by getting it out there in the world intentionally, it's going to help out a lot, especially for you introverts, myself included. I mean, that's the purpose of these videos for me. You know, I've wanted to help people for a long time by explaining my understanding of, you know, how people work and how to be a morally good person, which I'm not always, but I try to be. And the way I've been able to do that is through making these videos and making content. Producing content, not just absorbing it, not just reading all day, which I do like to do, but actually producing something. And by doing that, you connect into your inferior function as well, for introverts and extroverts. Like, that is the bridge to connecting to your inferior or aspirational function and understanding what I call, you know, the anti-hero, and knowing that he's not or she's not a really bad person. They just have a different method of approaching a situation. And by exploring your auxiliary function, you start to understand that method a little bit better. Okay, before I go any longer in this video and rant and ramble around, I'm going to stop it. But thank you very much for watching. I really do honor you for watching this video and going on this journey. I say it quite often. It's very important. Find a way to impact the world and serve the world through connecting your dominant function and your auxiliary function, using those core skills that you have as a person. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for watching. Good luck. Have fun. Peace.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.